tell all your friends.
Then I am the man to see it. Baby, I'm your handyman.
Broadcasting live from the Pella Window and Door Showroom in Gilbert, Arizona, 190 South McQueen. The broadcast goes to 11, as it does every Saturday. Today, the showroom's open till 3. So if you can't get out while we're broadcasting live, don't think you missed it. You still have 4 more hours to come out and experience the Pella difference. We've got Rosie on the House home maintenance calendars. You can take one, or you can take a box of 50, or you can take 3 boxes. We've got, I don't know how many shirts left. Looks like maybe about 4 or 5 t-shirts left, maybe a few more than that. The lunch will be distributed here shortly. They're wrapping up breakfast right now. They're giving away a Traeger grill, and you can come preview what our favorite line of windows are. And I think, pretty confident, when you go through it, you'll see why, and they will be your favorite window as well. Quick follow-up on your appliances. I didn't realize how hard it was to buy an appliance. I had a Maytag washer and dryer I bought used 20 plus years ago. And I bought it knowing I was getting ready to build the house, but the deal was so good, I just bought it and stuck it at the office. And there was a company in Surprise called Denny's Appliance Repair, and they would also sell. And there was a couple times, you know, I had my washer to work on, and they were great. I told them how to get in the garage. They would get in. They'd leave the parts. They'd leave the service ticket. I'd write them a check. You know, I'd had to do that twice. Well, they, about 10 years ago, retired. So for the Northwest Valley, there just hasn't been anything. And the dryer went out. And this was on like a Tuesday. You can't go to a big box store and buy an appliance. I thought I could just go pick up a dryer. There's showrooms. Like, yeah, and the delivery was like a couple weeks out, and I'm like, I can't leave Amanda without a dryer for 3 weeks. Well, you the could. Kids are already complaining after 2 days at the clothes. They don't like crunchy clothes because we're air drying.
Clothes lines, yeah.
Well, Dad, B&B Appliances has a Surprise location now, and you can go pick up scratch and dent appliances.
Pick them up.
They've got the Sub Zero. They've got the Wolf. They've got, you know, a great showroom, but over here, scratch and dent, pick your size. We loaded it in the truck, went home, and then our Bayer appliance in Tempe.
Yes.
They have specialized in appliance repair and service and still do, but they have expanded in their new location and also have a series of appliances that you can get as there as well. So if you're like in a situation where you don't care about the manufacturer, you don't care about the style, you don't care about, you know, matching the washer and the dryer, you just need something now. You've got Bayer Appliance for the Tempe area, and then North Phoenix and Surprise. B&B now has 2 locations.
Very good. And that's true. You can't just go pick something up and bring it home very often.
Got to share all those little tips.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a nice little bank of questions here from homeowners that we've got all week.
Okay.
You ready?
I don't know. Give me a hint. Tell me. Am I ready?
All right. So, what is involved in raising the floor of a stand-up tile shower? Can it be done? And is it something a handyman should do?
So, this is your 1970s vintage tile sunken shower tub.
I can relate to that.
We put a lot of those in. A lot of those in back in the day. In Arizona, a handyman is limited to any job, labor, and material that totals less than $1,000. You're not going to get this done for labor and material for $1,000.
And the question may also be, is it a DIY? Maybe more of his...
It can be. The tile removal is the first thing you got to do is you got to get down there at the floor drain, and you've got to bust the concrete up around the drain. Now, what you would hope is that when we built that house, wherever the sewer line came up through the concrete floor. We would usually do what's called a knockout, maybe 12 inches by 12 inches, and we'd run the pipe up through there, and then we pour the concrete slab. And then that gives us a little wiggle room when we're mounting the plumbing fixtures when we're finishing the house. And then that little 12 by 12 pop-out gets filled with concrete. Well, we've got to open the floor of the shower up and expose that pipe, because we've got to grab onto that pipe to finish lifting the drain up to the new floor level.
And I was reading a text question coming in, so I didn't hear the original. I know we're talking about showers.
Like the one in our house in the kids' bathroom that's sunken, and mm-hmm. they're trying to bring it up. And so Rosie was saying you would clean out, you'd have to break open that drain at the floor and clear out the concrete around. You're muting me.
So we'll come back. Break here. We can continue that conversation. We're broadcasting live at Pella Window and Door again at the Gilbert Showroom. We're here through 11, and the event today is open till 3. So come on down and check it out. Say hello. And, you know, like I said, we're down to about the last half dozen shirts.